The city of Syracuse is losing what could have been some extra income with the implementation of small cell 5G technology on light poles. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the federal government is dictating how states and municipalities can regulate the deployment of 5G.
It's being described as the future of cellular. 5G cell phone technology can have data rates 100 times faster than its predecessor, which will not only better connect cell phones, but also self-driving cars. Syracuse was planning on charging between $500 to $950 in annual fees for telecom companies to install 5G small cell facilities. But Federal Communications Commission regulations are set to take effect that caps the fee at $270 a year.
The FCC ruling has removed a bit of our ability to make these determinations and negotiations at a local level, which is a disappointment.
Christine Elliott, Syracuse's Director of Administration, says the focus is on the equitable distribution of 5G throughout the entire city and not just in certain areas.
There are plenty of people in the city who have to go outside to use their cell phone, and that's not the way that it should be in the modern era. And so our goal is, as this new wave of technology comes out, is that we are first in line to say, bring it here and bring it here for all of our citizens.
The city will have some control over the aesthetics of the small cell facilities. The Syracuse Common Council will first have to rescind a 2017 ordinance that is in conflict with the new FCC regulations before deals can be made with telecom companies. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.